Again, this is the holy letter of the Rebbe, letter number 1120, and this is dated on the fourth day, Baruch Hashem, the fourth day of Menachem Mov, Tavshin Dal, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm attaching here a talk that I spoke to the students, which are going on the Shlichus, that's the Merkaz Shalich Leyoni Chinuch. The Rebbe in those days, that was just the beginnings, but still today goes on that they used to send the students, of course during the year they're busy studying in the yeshiva, but on the summer they would send them out to various different communities. They didn't have all these Chabad houses and all the different communities, so they would send out students to spend several weeks in all the different communities to inspire the people, to get them, you know, tefillin, mezuzahs, books, and various different things, and make connections. This was actually what laid the ground for the coming Chabad houses that followed afterwards in the years following that. And this is meant, as the Rebbe writes here, to strengthen Torah mitzvahs in Yiddishkeit in general in this country. As the Rebbe says, I hope that you would will not be satisfied just reading the material. No, you're also are going to follow through according to the ideas. You will, you know, follow through in life. This is based on the instructions that I heard from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, at various times about the importance of this kind of work to go out to different communities and strengthen Yiddishkeit. May Hashem help us all, that each one of us shall succeed in accomplishing their mission in this world, which is a means of receiving the blessing and success from Hashem. May you be blessed in your individual matters, especially as far as health of the body and the soul. Looking forward for good news. The Rebbe wrote a similar letter to various different people, and basically, which tells us that, you know, we are in this world not by accident, but we have a job to accomplish, and when we do what we're supposed to be doing, then we gain success in both, and in health, physically, spiritually, and we're successful. Like I said, this was again the Rebbe encouraging Yiddishkeit all over the country and eventually building it up to more and more and more.